Hi guys, we're back again. Awkward conversations. I'm sure you're tired of hearing from us.
Oh, totally. I'm tired of hearing all of us.
I'm not tired. Where's the wine?
Okay, so
I've been here 2 minutes and I'm exhausted.
Oh my god, your voice is glorious.
We have a lovely gentleman here with us. Introduce yourself to the crowd.
I'm the mystery guest. No, I'm Babalu from the Papa Waffle Truck. Recently seen on the Great Food Truck Race, Season 3.
Okay, so my first question is, Tyler Florence, super cute in person?
He's not my type. However, not hard to look at. Very, very striking, dashing looking. Although he's got this like really cute like face, like the jawline and everything like that. However, when you see him every week, you start to like, well, it's not that it wears, but you start to notice like little pickup normal things. Like he does
this
thing.
Flawed.
Well, yes, he does this thing with his mouth that you obviously radio listeners, you cannot see this, but he does this sort of like his mouth is closed, but you can tell he's like,
oh,
like it's almost like he's chewing on a peanut in his mouth,
no.
But his lips are like sort of moving.
That's
and you're
creepy.
Like, yeah, it's like, are you going to talk? No, you're just moving your lips.
Well, with that said, what is your type then?
Big and burly.
His boyfriend is his type.
Yeah, my boyfriend, who is 6'5" and 370 pounds.
There you go.
Holy
That's okay. That is a handful of man.
So
that
since
is
I have you here.
Armfuls and armfuls of
man.
And I watched the show almost religiously. I missed the last episode. My DVR deleted.
How dare you?
I know. My DVR is horrible. It was like, great food truck race.
DVR
we don't need
hates
you.
A lot of weird things.
We are eliminated in Cleveland. So after that, you didn't need to see the last episode.
Okay.
It didn't matter after that
point. Yeah,
because
you guys made it to
third place.
We
made
right?
it all 6 out of 7 episodes.
Oh my gracious.
We were third place. And, you know, I'm not the type. I'm a humble human being, but it's weird because that show is bigger than I thought it was. Like I was already on a reality show once, and after
which
the
reality show,
what reality
that?
Show were you on?
Wait, hold on a second.
I survived a Japanese game show. On ABC.
Really?
Oh, shut up!
I was on the second season.
Oh my god!
That's so great.
And so when I got off that show, I didn't, you know, like nobody cared because nobody really kind of, I mean, to say this lovingly, nobody really watched that show. It was a summer replacement. It was after a show that like nobody cared about that show. And that's why it's no longer around. Mm-hmm. However, the Great Food Truck Race, the executive producer once said to me, he goes, just wait. And I was like, what? Come on. I live in LA. Nobody cares. And ever since I've been on the show, it's like nonstop. In fact, my boyfriend and the person, Sina Grace, who's at our table, even Sina, like he goes, you're getting recognized more than like all these. I'm like, I'm sorry, I was on the Food Network. I don't know. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Like,
Food Network is crowd.
I think this crowd watches the Food Network.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
It's our porn.
Right.
It is. It's
Food Network is porn to some people.
That's what I walked by and I saw you and I was like, oh my God, that's the guy from Great Food Truck Race.
Right. Yeah. And it's a specified audience too. So like if you're a foodie of any sort, if you like have any sort of interest in making food or watching food like being competed over, you go to the Food Network.
Doesn't love food?
I want the dish from that. I want the behind the scenes nonsense that we didn't see.
What do you want to know?
Everything. Those women from Alaska.
Yeah.
That woman seemed nice, but also
here's
particular
the thing.
Is the way I'm gonna say it.
I wish I could talk trash about anybody on that show in a way of like, yeah, she was a total B, or yeah, he's a jerk.
By the way, we have an explicit rating. So
you can cuss on the
show.
No,
I know, but I'm polite. I don't like throwing the B word around in front of two women. That's just respectful.
Oh,
I know.
So where are the women?
I've
I know,
never
right?
Met a gentleman. Where are the
I'm a gentleman with a gentle muscle.
Oh my virgin
ears. I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm beside myself.
I
don't
know. Ooh. Here, don't care, yo, man.
Am I giving you hot flashes? Like, what's going on over there?
You're giving me the vapors. I don't know what's going on.
My boyfriend says the thing all the time. He's like, oh, you with the talk. And the,
It's just watching that show. I know it's edited to create drama, but it seemed like there was sometimes unnecessary drama that was just created for the purpose.
I'll be honest with you. There was no
Sicilian girls and the Alaskan women. Just unnecessary.
It was
crazy drama.
There was nothing on that show. For anybody who's like, if they think that there's some sort of like reality shows aren't real, they aren't real, but they are real. Everything we did and all the relationships we had with those people on camera and off camera were dead real. There was no like go fight with those people. It wasn't like anybody egged us on to do anything. However, there's a level of, like, obviously they have to write a story. Mm-hmm. So there can't just be seven or eight teams just, like, walking around doing their own thing and not caring and what. Oh, but obviously they, like, I remember on I Survived a Japanese Game Show, they tried to, like, goat me into, like, hating somebody. And I was like, I don't really care about them. Like, because they ask you questions like, right. How do you feel about that person? And if you know well enough, the biggest rule on reality television for anybody, don't talk crap about another team. Because the minute you talk crap about somebody, they put it on TV. So, sure enough, known as Kitchenette. Oh, those Alaskan girls, if they come near me, their head's in the sand. I'm like, good luck.
There you go.
There it is.
That girl, like, I bless the head person from that. Like,
Lisa? Yeah.
Lisa, because she was, like, so calm and so nice when her friend was like,
right.
It.
Well,
I'm
Jacqueline.
Like, when Jacqueline went Jersey, I was like, oh.
Well, that's
oh,
the problem,
Lordy.
Though. Jacqueline, she even though she went Jersey and got all angry, the funny thing is, she is face value. You know what you're getting with Jacqueline.
Right.
She will tell you whether you're a jerk or I hate you. Mm-hmm. She'll just say it. Lisa's the dangerous one because she's like the I'm sweet, and then she's like slitting your throat behind your back.
Right.
Like you're like what? So you sort of
body.
Right. So it becomes like you're like I don't know who to trust.
Right.
There's nobody that like the people that got eliminated early on got eliminated for a reason. It wasn't because they were jerks or like. Wow, what, you know, but like there's
that's
things
hard.
Like
it's a hard show, like you gotta do
tough.
It every day.
It's they don't
scratch,
it's not massages and foot rubs,
right.
And like, oh, where's my champagne? It's like it's 6 a.m. and you gotta be at the commissary in the hotel lobby at 6:30 to go over to your truck to put gas in it. Like, it's not glamour.
Yeah.
What was the hardest, what would like the hardest
thing
challenge?
To do? The hardest challenge in general probably was. Let's see, Flagstaff was vegan, Hollywood and Highland was L.A., Amarillo was... I'd say the hardest challenge was probably Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why Nashville was so hard for us is because that was the one where they took... There's three people on the truck. It was me, Scott,
right.
And Chef Anthony. They took Scott and I off the truck, and we couldn't interact.
That's right. That's
with,
where Anthony had to do it
so
all.
So Chef Anthony had to get two more people on the truck who were chefs, and he had to train them to run the truck
oh,
with
that's
him.
That's horrible. Wow.
So... Picture your baby, the dream that you have of running a waffle truck, and you have to stand 20 feet away from it and watch it be run by three people.
That,
who you're like, it's not that I didn't have any trust issues, but it was like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Right. It's not in your hands anymore.
And if you have any inkling of being a control freak, that is like
oh,
nails on a chocolate board. You're like, oh,
I
have a slight
biting my nails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was hard. It was hard to watch
it. Because Anthony was, like, so nice to those kids. He was like, okay, so, like, he explained stuff.
Well,
like,
Anthony
I would want it to be explained.
There's the secret. The reason why he did so well is he used to run his own catering company.
Oh.
So training people and learning how to do a flow of service, like, old hat. That's why I was cracking up about Angela from Mama's Grizzly, because they show on the show, like, her, like, the other chefs were, like, the two chefs that were on her truck were, like, maybe you should try making something else. Like, try this. Or how about making a quesadilla? And she was like, no. I'm like, there it is. She obviously can't take, like, suggestion, direction. She's like, I'm the ego.
And
I'm the boss.
She said right. It. She was like, I'm a bit of a control freak. And yep. The daughter was like, yeah, you are.
Clearly. Well,
like,
that's,
that kid.
And here's what I said. That's why you went home. Goodbye. Yeah. Right? You don't want to hear about. They had two tacos in Nashville. That's all they were selling. Two tacos. Chicken,
that
or,
and they destroyed,
chicken or beef. Like,
is
I was
that
like,
the one where they destroyed the city?
No.
Where
that,
they busted
that's,
the lamp
that was Fayetteville. There was
oh.
A, for those who haven't, he's yawning. He's like,
I'm
had.
Sorry,
I'm sorry.
No,
but,
no,
there
I'm
was an episode.
Drag.
They knocked over a light pole in Fayetteville, Arkansas. They parked their truck, opened their flaps, and then moved like a foot ahead of it. And
they just.
Did it knock down like a lighting grid or something?
No, an entire,
no.
Just
a
light
pole.
Just a
pole. Entire
pole.
It was taken. It was. Taken out of their till. I was. Wow. I cried. I was like, "That's heartbreaking."
Oh my God. So
was it their fault though? Did you
yes,
yeah,
it
was
all their fault.
No,
yeah.
Oh, completely okay. And totally. Like,
totally.
What did you do? What did you guys do before? What did you and Scott do before the lunch?
I have been a jack of all trades. I've worked for every corporate retail. I've worked for Best Buy. I've worked for GameFly. I've worked for Hard Rock Cafe, and I have had 20 years of work history. Of hating my job.
Yes.
Who doesn't, right? Stand up. Show of hands, right?
Oh, my God.
However, I've had this, like, I guess the Sisyphus, like, pushing the rock over the hill and it keeps coming back down. Like, that's my life of work. I go start a job. I walk into a job and they're like, this guy's a rock star. Check him out. What, everybody pay attention to what he's doing. He's the man, right? Because I know what I'm doing and I don't have any fear. Customer service, I'll talk to anybody. I'll talk to that light pole. Yep. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 18-year-old scared kids are like, I don't know how to talk. I'm like, get out of the way. I got this, right?
Right.
So my bosses and my managers are like, he's the pro. And then somewhere along that line, 6 months in, somebody whips out their dick and has an ego. Like, oh, I can do it. Like, oh, okay, look, we're here to get the job done. This isn't about you. This isn't about, but it always ends up like, I fight the man because the, you know, the managers are just these overpaid idiots who don't get it.
And they're always younger than you.
And they're beating their chest of how awesome they are. Yeah. We're number one. Yeah. You're not doing any of that, buddy. It's me. Cool it, right?
Exactly.
So that being said, I've always left my jobs like I'm out. And I finally said, I need to do something for myself. Scott, a friend of mine from Washington, D.C., has been the same. He's been an actor. He's done, you know, film production. He's done crafts. He's done a one-man show. Like, he's done it all. And so he has been my muse. Like, he's been the prism of, like, I want this. And he goes, do you want this too? And he, like, he'll show the mirror and he'll suddenly be like, there it is. Oh, you're so smart. He'll find the channel. The way the food truck came about was I was lamenting about my job at the Hard Rock Cafe again. Oh, I hate this job. Why can't it be this? Why can't? And I said to him in an angry fit, I just went, why can't my day job be as fun and easy as baking cookies? And he goes, there it is. And I went, I was like, what?
Wow.
What am I going to stand on the corner and sell cookies? What kind of idiot do you think I have? Because I've had a love of baking cookies for like 20 years.
Right.
I love, I have my parents' 1963 Sunbeam mixer. I have, that's their wedding anniversary. There's like their wedding gift.
I have the KitchenAid from my parents' wedding.
Right, so a wedding gift. It still works. My friend's like, get a new one. I'm like, until this thing is melted and on fire,
it is going to start smoking.
The love that this mixer has brought to the cookies. And so he's like, do that. And so for a year and a half, I became a mad scientist. I put brown craft paper on my walls in my bedroom and shut the door and was like writing out every idea that came to my mind about how a cookie truck would run. And he's been out here. He was working on The Doctors. He's working on Ricky Lake. And I was like, I wanted to start a cookie truck. That's really where it started, was a cookie food truck. And
I
right?
That sounds wonderful.
Oh, my God.
When
especially
I told people,
the milk, warm cookies,
I like, told people, I'm like, if I had a cookie truck, they're like, I would run across the street naked in negative 10 degree weather. If there was a cookie truck parked across,
I mean,
I was like,
what I will do for certain food trucks, it's like, I will swerve off the road.
You.
I will kill people. I don't care.
So I knew there was like gold in the water. I'm like, there's something going on here. So Scott kept like pushing me and like, do this. And I, research. They tell you in food truck research. And so I did all that. And then when the food truck race came around, they're like, are you an entrepreneur? Would you like to start a food truck?
There
I'm like,
go.
That's me.
This by far was the best. Like, this was my favorite season because it wasn't established food trucks. It was people that wanted the dream.
Right. And so we
so
fought
they
harder.
Wanted it so bad.
Right. If you saw Project Runway and it was nothing but like fashion designers,
it'd
it would
be boring.
It would just be like, okay, let's watch these guys bitch at each other all day. Like, whatever. But if you want it, that's why like those shows like Project Runway and creative shows where it's like Face Off, creative people who want to like succeed in their craft, the passion that oozes out of those shows
is wonderful.
Yeah,
go home, housewives. We don't care. I don't need to see ugly people doing ugly things on TV anymore. I need to see love. Right, we all have our show. We have to like, I love this awful show.
I love watching catty women go after each other. It's so fun.
I did my Housewives of Atlanta tour. It's okay. Me and Nene are tight. It's fine.
Yes, Nene.
Right? Like,
Nene, come on our show.
Right. Oh, my God.
It's so much fun.
So how did you go from cookies to, like, these gourmet waffles? Well,
cookies obviously wouldn't necessarily, like, you can do a cookie truck, but for the purposes of the great food truck race, okay, we're having a shrimp challenge. Okay, what am I going to do with that? Like, I'm not making shrimp cookies. Like, I already had two backup plans. I was like, either going to do a Chicago style hot dog truck I love all the, like, right, or I wanted a wacky breakfast truck. It wasn't going to be like breakfast burritos. It was going to be like Pee-wee's Playhouse version.
Nice.
Like cereal on pancakes, like that
Yummy.
Type of thing. and I wanted to serve something weird, like we got Mr. T cereal on our truck. What? Like that type of weird stuff.
That would be epic.
I even thought of like, let's do a cereal truck. That would be stupid, but people would go to a. I'll take a bowl of cereal.
People would
like,
do that.
Like if you had fancy milk with cookies, cereal, and like waffles.
People rolling out of clubs are like, yes, I would like a bowl of cereal.
Right. At 2 a.m, you got a suka. You need a booze tampon fast. So a waffle
Why does this
is
keep
done.
Coming up every day.
Booze tampons.
Pancakes and waffles are the booze tampon of the world, people.
Actually, we were talking earlier about literally a tampon soaked in booze.
Yeah, that's a different story. But yeah, French toast, the best food booze tampon by far, right?
Right.
Soaks up all that alcohol. Done. So yeah,
like
it just
every week I would watch your show and like I go, I want that waffle that he
right.
just made.
We just
that
made
fajita
a,
waffle
a
sounds
fajita
awesome.
Waffle.
Their strawberry shortcake sounds.
We made
great.
A fajita waffle with like a cornmeal based.
Oh my god, like
fajita.
Delicious.
Like a yeah. cornmeal based waffle.
Every waffle, Anthony.
With
made,
a cactus
like,
salsa.
And as a token, the black girl, I hope you do chicken,
waffles.
They
did chicken.
We did chicken waffles, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the thing is with the chicken waffles, that was the, like that was the breaking point for us. Because up to that point, we were doing fajita waffles and churro waffles, and it was all going okay. But then we're like, let's just do chicken and waffles. And boom.
Yeah.
Lightning. Woo! I was like,
people don't get it.
People love it, but people from that, if you don't know what Roscoe's is and you don't know what the Southern style chicken and waffles means, like, it's magic.
Like I would watch that. I would watch an episode, and then I would like text and be like, "Can we get chicken and waffles? I just watched the Great Food Separation. They made like waffles."
And to me,
I'm glad that we're influencing your
like,
palates.
I want waffles
I love
so
it.
Badly
and
now.
To me, every time somebody says chicken and waffles, I'm done.
You're done.
Or you could just say chicken, or you could just say like and I think you're saying chicken.
You know, you're starting the sentence
just,
with chicken and waffles.
I just want chicken and waffles.
Love that.
No joke. I'm probably going to go to Denny's after this and get a waffle.
Don't go there. That is not a waffle. How dare you?
But they have,
they have Hobbit meals right
that's
now,
true,
and you get trading cards.
That's true.
That's the closest place for us that has...
Funny thing is, I literally thought I have the waffle iron from the show at home.
Nice.
I thought about for tomorrow, like tomorrow at noon, plug in and make waffles.
Dude.
And just be like, want a free waffle?
We
is this
would be
real?
There. We
right?
would be
like,
there.
We will buy your waffle coming.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just wanted to like give it away. Like, who wants a waffle?
If you want to give it away, but you know how much money you would make at
right.
this
club. Right. Waffle what I would actually do...
And then another
trade
one.
A waffle. Trade a waffle. Like, you buy a waffle. Don't buy a waffle. Buy my boyfriend's, like, books.
Right.
Like,
that
buy his art.
Right.
Come for the waffles. Stay for the art. That's how it is, right?
That would be epic.
You guys.
That's
done.
Such a unique.
We need to marry these. Oh. Do it.
Gosh.
Let's do it.
I'll ask the organizers, hey, if I
tomorrow.
Bring a waffle on tomorrow, would anybody be upset about that?
And if they don't let you and your boyfriend come
I'm
on
sure,
our show
right.
and make waffles and
talk
for an hour.
Right. You're in L.A., right? Obviously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So are you doing?
My boyfriend lives in Oregon, so that might not be a strong... But I'll bring waffles.
Can always call
I'll bring
in.
Waffles.
Yay!
Are you kidding me? If you had a podcast night, it was like waffles on air.
Yes.
Like,
I mean,
this
is epic. We're already doing wine on air.
That's
we're not
why
doing waffles
smell
on air.
Food porn done.
Done and done.
Well, I should say...
Oh, thank you.
You can't see it. We'll take a picture and put it on Instagram and all that stuff.
Just
so
his mustache, though. Just it.
Our epic
guest. Just the mustache.
The whole motive.
Just
the
that,
whole
like,
motive
mystery
for
mustache.
Me asking you on the show to begin with is we want to do a food episode because we both
done.
Do.
We
want
to
experience food.
I'll totally. I'll bring cookies
school.
And waffles. I'll bring my cookies that I know
we
how to make and
so
waffles.
Like, nerdy yeah. food talk.
Done.
Because we are total foodies.
Right? That's like the ticket in. If I make you food, will you have me on the podcast? Totally, right?
Of course.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. I love you so much. And waffles.
Yay.
I love waffles.
There better be waffles.
They're better be waffles.
So are you doing anything with Burly Press or is it just your boyfriend?
That's my boyfriend's thing. He's the comic cartoonist. He knows how to do the illustrations. He's been doing it for years. When I first met him 4 years ago. We've only been together for like a little under a year, but I've known him for 4 years. And
he's so adorable.
Yeah, he's adorable. You ain't just whistling Dixie.
Yeah.
No,
he is so
it's
cute.
It's so cute to see people in love. It's so cute.
Oh,
it's
my
adorable.
God.
I love it.
You know, it's funny because this is the perfect podcast and the perfect place to say this. I think I got him by saying this line. You know, we do speak each other's level of geek.
Oh.
And he goes, we do.
Oh, there you go.
But I'm like, he's the more like sci-fi, Doctor Whoian, Lovecraft geek. I'm a music geek. Like, I love sci-fi and geekdom.
Well, tomorrow we're having a panel tomorrow about geeky, nerdy dating and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we
have to come by.
We literally like by. I said to him, I go, you don't have to. I had to tell him he kind of fell in love with me with this story. When I'm almost 40, and I'm willing to admit it.
You look great. You look
I know, fantastic. Fat don't crack. It looks tight. I know. Right? Fills it all. Eat more waffles. You'll trust me. Eat more waffles.
I look like I'm 15, and I'm 27. Right? So good.
And I am 20.
Yeah, right. You're 20 gorgeous. Oh, right? I'm 20 fabulous.
I'm 20 fabulous.
But I said I was telling this story about how I went to gaming conventions in Milwaukee because I'm originally from Milwaukee, and we had Gen Con, which was the big like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah,
and I didn't buy it there, but we have the new Sega Master System. Would you like to try it? I was like, I must play Phantasy Star forever. Like, it was the biggest thing back then. And so I was such a dork. I used to collect dice as a kid. And this was before Dungeons & Dragons, so it would just be the six-siders. But then when Dungeons & Dragons came out, there was like magical purple swirly 20-siders. I want all of them, right? So I was a teenage shoplifter. And at 16 years old, I got caught stealing dungeon dice a Gen Con. And he goes, I love you. I'm like, done. That was it. And he goes, you know what you should get is a tattoo. And I go, what would that tattoo be? He goes, it should be a big 20-sided dice with like sort of the Sailor Jerry ribbon wrapped around it saying, been caught stealing.
Oh my God.
I was like, yes! Geek pride, baby. Yes, I love you.
Love it.
And that was like, those are the conversation levels. I was like,
nice.
I get that's you. Epic. You don't have to explain your nerd geek
that
levels.
That would be so nice. Because I've never dated a nerd.
Well, it's not only the nerd level, it's just the understanding of the passion.
Yeah,
I think that's what it comes down to. Understanding why somebody's getting so excited about this episode of Doctor Who. And I get that because I get riled up about stuff like Kiss and like crazy,
right.
Like
yeah.
It's like Kiss was my comic book, so I get that level of like fandom and you know
that would be awesome. Like
if
I I've never
that comic
had that
book, you can clone a Kiss member.
Yeah. Right,
they're
that's
bloods
right.
In there.
That was just on a comic book man.
They're
nice.
Just
selling the one with the blood in it.
Oh, nice. I had like the remake of it. I didn't have the original, but I was too young for.
Yeah,
it,
they were selling it. It was pretty epic.
I'm a like a huge pop culture nerd. That's why I geek
out
over
it.
You.
it's nice to be geeked out over. It's nice.
Right? That's why
right?
Like, I totally spazzed out over you. And I've never dated a pop culture nerd quite like me. Like I've dated like a Lord of the Rings nerd and like a music nerd.
Right.
But like a
overall
pop culture. Overall pop culture where like I can name a movie in 3 seconds kind of nerd.
Oh, nice.
I've never had that. And I'm like, I want that prince.
Yeah, we all want that. I mean, like I've never dated a guy that was like, oh, you're nerding out. That's not annoying.
Yeah, I get like, I have had too many people in my life go, how do you know that? Because, right? Look at her. She just collapsed. Because that's her, like, if I was straight, we'd be like.
I know the most useless crap about the most useless crap.
Right,
most
and from eras that I wasn't alive for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I want to be able to quote classic movies, and I want to talk Marvel.
Right.
And I just want to watch. I want to curl up with somebody, watch Torchwood, and just quote shit.
I can talk about disco like I was at Studio 54 doing coke with Bianca Jagger.
Nice.
Like, but, like, I was six. Like, how do you know
could
that?
Could you be my new gay boyfriend?
Right. I will totally be your new gay boyfriend because I love... I always...
Yay.
The more the merrier. I'm friends
awesome.
With everybody. So, yeah, that's
yay.
Great. We'll geek out about everything stupid that we love. Yeah.
And we won't feel stupid.
Right. We'll be like, you like that too? Awesome.
Yeah, we need to find our prince like you did.
Well, that's the thing about Jeremy, too. He got me because... geeks, here we go. Pop culture quiz. Let's see if we got it. Does anybody remember from 2000, 2001, an MTV animated series called Clone High?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love all three of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So I, like, that was my, nobody knows about this. Because it lasted like one season and like two more episodes that didn't get aired. And I'm like, gone. Like, poof, gone. And it was just before the era of like, get it on DVD now. Like, I just watched that show. Now it's on Netflix and Hulu. It's like that didn't exist at that point, which is hard to believe. 12 years ago, that didn't exist, but
it didn't.
So it went away. It poof, gone. Like the like
it was
the,
great.
Like
I loved
the,
that show.
Right? And then you're
so
like,
much.
Oh my gosh. And it wasn't on DVD for a while, blah, blah, blah. And he turns to me. I'm like just starting to date him. I'm just like, I'm over at his place for the first time, like staying for a weekend because he lived in Albuquerque at the time. So I traveled down, little romantic getaway. And we're sitting there with his roommate just chatting about nothing. And he just turns to me and goes, have you ever seen Clone High? I almost fell off the couch. I was like, what? Like, did you just say that? And he goes, yeah, Clone High, the MTV series. I was like, he's like, I have all the episodes and the extra ones. I'm like,
get out.
Where's the ring? Where's the ring?
Right?
Like, get me.
Marry you tonight.
Yeah. So that was his, how he got
me.
There
you go.
And how I got him was, we speak each other. I got caught stealing dice. And he was like, I found the guy. Like, he gets it. So there's your prequel for the geek love story for tomorrow. There's your
awesome.
How did two geeks fall in love?
So we ask all our guests awkward questions.
I'm ready. Well, I'm picking out a sucker, a piece of candy.
Yeah.
I'm like,
do you want the chocolate bowl? We have chocolate too.
You have a chocolate bowl?
Yeah,
get this crap away from me. How
so,
dare you?
Tootsie Rolls and Reese's.
Thank you, sir.
That's our boss, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
That's a funny name. That's my boyfriend's name.
Oh. We are speculating that Jeremy's straight, but he's prime bait at this con. Cause
really?
I feel like he is.
All right. Are you getting hit on?
You haven't
been hit on.
Cute.
So are you? I always ask this of straight people in with respect, not in a like I'm gonna embarrass you kind of way.
Right.
Would you? What? Come on.
But
most straight guys are like,
handy,
maybe once.
Blow.
Yeah, like maybe once.
Maybe a little handy.
Would you let a guy suck you? No.
What if you close your eyes real tight?
What if you're really, really high and you're really, really
right?
Horny?
Here's the ultimate. A glory hole? A glory hole?
You
don't get to see, but it gets...
If I never know the results, like if I...
Oh, the result. You'll know the results because you're going to blow. You'll know the end result because you're like,
No. You're getting sexual.
I love her sexually harassing your boss. Like, hey, man,
well,
would you suck
time.
It?
We
like,
do it all the time.
Yeah.
We do
yeah.
it all the time.
Yeah.
That's okay. Does he have something over on you, ladies? Like, he's
no.
like.
No, I mean, because we really have no shame because you can just ask. We want to be put in the hot seat. You ask us something and try to stump us.
I try to make daddy proud.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you know.
Is he a love interest of anyone?
No.
I don't know. I don't know your life. I don't know your business. Shoot.
I don't know. You don't know my life.
You don't know who I am, right?
Excuse me. Oh, those jokes.
I'll share this with you guys.
I don't know. Other women on the radio station.
I'm a sharing kind of guy. So you guys can play this all weekend and for the rest of your lives.
Okay.
We play a game. I play a game called Snap, Pinch, and Bag. And snap is like, if you see somebody and you're like, I need to have sex with that right now.
Snap.
That is a snap.
Snap.
In a
okay.
snap.
Snap.
I,
okay.
If you see somebody that you're like, if I have a couple beers and maybe in a dark room, that wouldn't be so bad, but I'll do it. Like, you're like, all right, okay. If that was like, it was 2 o'clock at bar time, okay. And then bag is, you got to put a bag over that person's head because you will never. But the best part is you can do variables. So you can do like, he has a soft snap or a hard pinch or like, you have to vary it.
We need to add
double snaps. Like you got, you know.
You know, we're going
to
play this game.
As a respectful gay man, I will give him, I'll give him a hard pinch.
Ooh.
Right, that's pretty good. Hard pinch. You missed the whole conversation. He's looking at like, what does that mean?
That's okay.
I'll explain it to you.
When he's editing this, he'll listen to it.
Oh, I get it. He's a hard pinch.
Oh, that's what that is.
Right?
Well, my
boyfriend is like a quadruple snap and a triple sow cow and everything.
All
like,
this.
Right.
All this.
Backflipping. Okay, so.
Let's put you on the hot seat and then you can ask us
any awkward questions you want.
Whatever you want to do.
Okay, so. Frank, why don't you go first? Ask a different question.
For Zangles?
Okay.
Yeah, embarrass me. No, I don't know.
Huh.
For Zangles.
I've been asked some pretty awful and crazy weird questions. So whatever you got is how big is it? I mean, no.
Damn it.
You stole his thunder.
See? Can you tell I've done this before?
How big is it?
Party size.
Ooh!
That is a perfect
answer.
That's a good answer.
Someone
right? party.
No,
that's
fun
size.
No, that's
size.
Fun size.
Right?
Someone
Nobody
once
wants
answered
a fun
that
size.
4 months.
Right?
That was their response. 4 months.
Well, do you know? All right, pop culture. I'll put you on the hot seat. What is that? What movie is that a quote from? Come on, gay movie.
Gay movie.
Oh, gay movie.
Well, it wasn't gay, but it was definitely gay.
What was the quote again? What are you saying?
How big are you? Party size.
I don't know.
What do you like? Everything.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel so horrible.
You probably are all too young. The movie Cruising with Al Pacino.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
There's a part where he's like going out in the park and like this guy who is the guy he's chasing who's apparently the serial killer is like they're all like taking off their clothes at each other like in the park. Ooh. Like we're gonna fool around and he's like, how big are you? Party size. Like I'm like, yeah, it's the best line ever.
Why haven't we seen this movie? It's got to be in our movie club.
It's called Cruising, and it came out at like 1980, and it was super controversial.
Should I tell him my biggest?
So that's your answer. Party size.
My biggest pop culture geek out is we got to meet Keith Coogan. Mm-hmm. From Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh,
and Don't
nice.
Tell Mom the Babysitter Step. By the way, I fell asleep with Keith Coogan last night watching Don't Tell Mom
that's
the Babysitter Step.
She fell asleep with Keith Coogan last night.
But we met him because he's on our radio station, and like I was like, oh my God. You're adorable. I'm that's geeking cool. out. Oh my God.
You started doing this?
She totally geeked out. I geek out over people that are just, I should not geek out over. Like my biggest geek out moment, I geeked out over Adrian Zamed from Grease 2. Yeah, freaked out. Yep.
Bachelor party Zamed.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I freaked out. I flipped out. I mean, like so much. He was walking into Sully.
He's aged well.
And I was like, oh my God. It's
one better. Dance Fever. Yeah. Adrian Zamed, you're welcome,
yes.
right?
Yes.
I'm
yes.
old enough to know that one. I yes. was like, dance. Gosh. He took over Danny Terrio. Yeah. Come on,
yes.
Zamed.
So handsome.
That one and
Zamed.
Teen Witch, Robin Lively and Teen Witch, I freaked
nice.
Out.
Nice, Robin Lively.
Out.
I ran into her at a See's Candies.
Woo. And you're candy.
Right. I was like, oh, God. Is that
well,
like
here's the thing. I used to work at a Blockbuster and a Petco. And like in Studio City,
nice.
And celebrities used to come in all the time. And the three people I used to wait on constantly.
Oh boy!
That like I never geeked out like in front of them. I waited on Eric Estrada.
Nice.
He went to my church.
I've waited on like Eric Estrada. I was like, my name is. I was like, I know who you are.
My name is Ponch. You should have said that.
I know who you are, Eric
Poncherelli.
It's okay. Mina Savari.
Nice.
And Lance Bass.
Nice.
Used to come in all the time with like his gorgeous boyfriend and his
not
and his
boyfriend
gay,
at the
and
time.
His girl best
and his
friend.
Teeth and everything.
And I was like, you're so cute.
He came in with his teeth and hair, and that's all
so
I saw.
Adorable.
I love when celebrities, when you're working a job, when celebrities are like not so big in the head that they go, they tell you your name.
Right.
Because I've had, when I was working at the Egyptian Theater and American Cinematheque, we would have celebrities come in all the time.
Oh, of course.
And like Quentin Tarantino would wait in line for his films and try to pay.
Right. No, but
like
he's that cool
so,
of a guy.
That's so cool.
I saw a movie with him once, and I was like,
yeah,
like meaning epic. Like I, he was in. The, I was like, he's just sitting in the. Wow.
And
then have other people that are like, you know who I am. And I'm like, no, I don't. Give me your ID.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Celebrities, you want to ask your question?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask, would you have sex with yourself?
Would I have sex with myself?
Like,
totally.
If you walked in the bar.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? Oh, I'd lick every inch of myself. Are you kidding me? Please.
Self-love is the best.
Not in a conceited, like, I'm a hot motherfucker kind of way, but like...
You know what you're working
I like my type, so it's
right.
pretty...
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
yeah.
I, you know, so, yeah. My, I'm trying to think of my celebrity geek out moment, because I'm the guy who will talk to the celebrity when no one else will, because I have no fear. I don't care who it is.
That's her.
George
that's
Clooney,
her.
I yeah, met George Clooney, right. I didn't hesitate.
We
I was
make
like,
her go talk to the people.
Right, so I my sort of like, I can't believe I'm meeting this person right now. There was two of them, obviously Paul Stanley from KISS.
I would freak out if I met Paul Stanley.
I freaked out afterwards. Like, I met him at a Gelson's, and I was like, you mean everything to me. He just was like, thank you, thank you. Like, he was super awesome,
right.
super nice, super great. Way. But I, like, left the store. I was like, I just, like, teen girl scream. And right. then the other one was actually in this building, in this room. They do the Burbank autograph, like, celebrity right. Hollywood autograph shows here. The one that I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to meet her. Pam Grier. Holy
Foxy
smokes.
Brown.
I was like, oh. I just walked up. You know, I'm cool with somebody, so I can just say whatever. But I walk up to her, and she was like openly, jokingly complaining about, why do guys always want me to beat them up? I don't know. Every time they sign an autograph, they want me to, like, put them in a headlock or fight them. And I'm like, I go, you can kick my ass if you want. And she's like, okay. Like, she was
right.
super funny. And then I quoted a line from Foxy Brown. it was either Foxy Brown or Coffee. I'm totally horrible. Hold on. She goes, like, fighting some girl. Some girl's, like, at this party that she wanted to fight. And there's this humongous bowl of salad on the table, like, catering party size. Not, like, little, like, it was 4 foot big. And she goes, oh, Meg, you didn't have any salad. And, like, throws the bowl of salad at her. And that's what starts. That's the infamous fight with the razor blades in her fro. Like, that's the infamous, like, she put blades in her fro to fight her. And when,
Do that.
So, literally, like, I walk up to her. I go, you know what you need to sign my autograph? And she goes, what? And I go, oh, Meg, you didn't have any salad. And she goes, Foxy Brown. I go, yeah! And she goes, I love that. I go, I love that line. And I'm like, come on, that's the best how to start a fight. It's not like, come here, motherfucker, I'm going to kick your ass. It's, you didn't have any salad. Like, what? Like, how did that work out? And I totally, like, was like, oh, my God. And she came around the table and, like put me in a headlock. I'm like, I love this! Yeah.
Best story.
Geek moment. I was like, yeah!
What celebrity would turn you into a slut? Is there any celebrity that would turn you into a slut? Because
what do you mean? Like, as if I'm not already a slut. Wait a minute. No, that's why I'm confused. Is there any hot, like, what celebrity would I, like, snap in a second?
Yeah, like, to me, when Tony Curtis was alive, and I tried to throw myself at that man like no other. I would do anything for that man.
Two celebrities that were, like, my archetype of the kind of guy I'm like, yes. John Goodman, the bearded years of Roseanne.
Oh, yeah.
When he was like the lumberjack. Yeah. John Goodman went in and out. Like, he lost a lot of weight for Flintstones and then gained a little and got, like, went back and forth a little bit. But when he, like, post Flintstones and he gained a little bit of it back and then he grew the beard, I was like, fap, 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 fap. Like, I was like, oh, my God. Yes. And WWF, sadly, rest in peace. He's dead now. But one of my childhood crushes, Big Boss Man from the WWF, the big burly cop with the flat. Oh, God on a wheel.
would you go slut for Kevin Smith?
No, Kevin Smith to me is like the cool straight guy you invite to the party, and he's cool with all the gays and he gets it. But there's like a level of like, he doesn't like exude like, yeah, sexy. Like,
yeah.
He seems like, right, he doesn't. I don't know what it is. There's an X factor about him that's like, I don't know what it is, but it's not my thing.
He was told by his friend Malcolm, who's like a big old bear.
I know Malcolm Ingram. Yeah, I know
that
who that is.
Malcolm was like, yo, you're a bear. And he told this to like his brother, and his brother was like, no, Kevin.
Right. Like, no, he you know, is like, by physical like, proximity. If you saw Kevin Smith down the street and you didn't know who he is, you'd be like, oh, he must be a bear.
I've met but, Kevin. He's
right. And he's super, he's bear adjacent. My roommates, he married them as a hockey referee, and my roommates were LA Kings hockey fans and dressed as hockey players for a wedding on his Smodcast. So he gets it, and I love him and I respect him. But he's that, as I said, it's like the guy who goes, yeah, I'm totally cool with the gays and the bears and all that, and it's awesome. And you're like, so you want to make out? No, I don't want to make out. Like, no, like, I don't, no. Yeah. Like, he just seems too, like, there's no chase involved. He probably would let you. Like, hey, Kevin, why? Okay. You're like, let's. Can we smoke some pot first?
Like to chase the straighties.
Right?
Well, he said it before in his podcast. He's like, if some handsome dude came up to me, like,
would I tell
him? I would suck a guy's
ass. Right, like, right. Why not?
Like,
my friend Benny once said, he goes, I'll try anything once. If I like it, I'll try it again. Right? Right? Why not? Hey, you know.
We're gonna have Cisco ask you his question.
Oh, boy.
So if you had the opportunity and no one would find out, would you eat human meat?
Human meat would waffle.
I know. Waffle. I could add a million additives. Like, would I have to be like on a mountaintop and eating my like
you're
survivor?
At Costco it's not and
alive.
Yeah,
it's not an alive
would
situation.
I eat human
it's
meat?
Just like you're going to Costco picking up the human hand.
I probably couldn't, and here's why. Like, when you eat, you know, if you eat animals and stuff like that, there's, you know, they always joke about like I don't want to see the face, but like a human, like I'd be like, who am I eating? You don't say that about... Yeah. If you eat a chicken, you don't go, who am I eating? But if you eat a human, you're like, I'm eating Susan. Like, what?
Oh,
right?
If, I hate eating Susan.
I wouldn't protest
Susan
if it...
tastes really gamey.
Right. I wouldn't protest, like, if I was served it and didn't know it. I wouldn't protest afterwards, because I would be like, okay, well, obviously what I didn't know didn't hurt me. But I'd be like, did I just eat a human? Really?
Did I just eat a friend? what's going on
out of
here?
Desperation and survival, totally. Give me your arm. I'll eat it. I don't care. Like, if it was apocalypse and shit was fall, I'd be like, I'm eating whoever it is. I don't care, right?
Yeah.
I got a fire going. Get over here. Your toes taste great. I don't care, right? They're like popcorn. Boom, you know. Awesome. Should I bring my boyfriend over here?
Well, I have one more. I have a question to ask you. And
awesome. It's personal.
It's not personal. It's just my questions are weirder than theirs. So would you rather be death by spoon or vegetable peeler?
Spoon.
Okay.
Totally. I could see and feel the peeler on my skin right now as you say that. Right? Yeah, there you go. See, gotcha, right?
Well, that's what made me think.
Death by spoon? Great. Pummel me to death with a spoon.
Or death by spooning.
I've never cut myself with a spoon. I have cut myself with a
vegetable. I take death by spooning. If I got to spoon my boyfriend and die spooning him, done.
Yay.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, well, you know, thank you so much for being on our show.
This has been the least awkward conversation I've known. Trust me, I've been on podcasts before, and it's like they all look at each other like, whoa, what do you want to...
Our premise is that conversations you wouldn't have with your friends, but you do have with your friends.
Right?
So
like you shouldn't have these conversations.
Right. You're like, I wouldn't tell my best friend this, but I'll totally tell you.
Oh, right. Totally. I'll tell the airwaves, but I don't tell my father.
Don't tell anybody, especially who's listening, right? I have a secret, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So do you have anywhere people can follow you?
Yes. If you go to Facebook, you can go find us, Papa Waffle, P-O-P-A Waffle. And just search that. You'll see the little logo, the little yellow and brown logo of the waffle. And we're on Twitter, of course, Papa Waffle.
Awesome.
I'm find Burley Press. That's the big one. Jeremy Owen.
Yeah,
I know. I don't want to push mine. So I got plenty of press. Jeremy, my boyfriend's the one who needs the press.
When he comes over here,
plug, right?
Well, we won't plug him because I don't have anything to plug him.
Right. That's your job to plug him.
Funny, totally play a prank on him. Like, when you come over, talk nothing but me. Like, go, so tell us about Bob. Like, just... do it as a joke. Go like, yeah, Burley Press. Yeah. So Bob. Like, no, and just... And then tell him that you're joking. Like, because he'll be like... What is going on here?
He would to talk to me.
Totally laugh. You're like, totally make fun of it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. You would like, wait a minute. This isn't about me, is it?
You totally need to come and make waffles on our show.
Done. Done and done. I'll find you. I have your cards right here. Yes. I will totally find you guys and bring that waffle iron. It would be super fun.
Done and done.
Yay. Thank you for having me. This has been super fun. I love podcasting.
Yay.
Fun. Thanks, guys.
Woo.